The CEO of one of Montana's largest hospitals says Republicans are helping to create the instability that's causing insurance companies to leave the federal health care exchange established under the Affordable Care Act. John Goodnow, CEO of Benefis Health System in Great Falls, said Republican talk about reducing subsidies that help people buy coverage is a, quote, slick trick to ensure the exchanges will fail.
They've been put on an intentional crash and burn path. And it's not that the ACA was crashing and burning on its own. It had problems, there's no doubt about that. But it wasn't crashing and burning on its own. But now there's been enough uncertainty and threats thrown into the system. Yeah, it will crash and burn.
Goodnow was speaking on a panel in Helena organized by the Montana Nurses Association to discuss the bill yesterday. Panelists urged citizens to contact Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines to let him know they oppose a Senate health care proposal that would cut funding for Medicaid expansion and cut the federal deficit. Daines has said he wants to see the entire bill before he decides how he will vote. Yellowstone National Park took to Facebook today to tamp down ongoing speculation that a cataclysmic seismic event is imminent. Jeff Hungerford is the park's chief geologist and volcanologist. Sitting in front of Mammoth Hot Springs, Hungerford told his Facebook Live audience the Yellowstone region's recent earthquake swarm is perfectly normal.
They can make up about 50% of our earthquakes that we have yearly or so in the park. It happens all the time. It's why we're here. It's part of why we're here. Yellowstone National Park is a beautiful, wonderful place because it is a active area.
Yes, says Hungerford. The Yellowstone Park region lies atop a volcano. No, he adds, a devastating eruption is not at hand.
You know, we've had three in the last 2.1 million years, and three is not a great number to create a statistical value that's of any worth or so. So we probably, in our lifetimes, definitely will not see a C3.
Hungerford reiterated that yesterday morning's magnitude 5.8 earthquake, centered a few miles southeast of Lincoln, Montana, had no connection to Yellowstone's recent swarm of small quakes. The current swarm is ongoing, though it's starting to taper off, according to the University of Utah's seismology station. The station has recorded more than 1,000 quakes since June 12th. The largest, a magnitude 4.4 quake, was recorded June 15th. The American Red Cross says its blood supply is facing a serious shortage after receiving fewer donations than expected in recent months. The Red Cross says it's facing a nationwide shortage, and its region covering 120 hospitals in Montana, Idaho, Utah, and Nevada received 2,200 donations fewer than needed in the past 2 months. The organization says fewer people donate around summer holidays because they're on vacation, and places like offices and churches tend to hold fewer blood drives during the summer. The Red Cross says about 670 donations are needed daily in the four-state area. The Red Cross is issuing an urgent call for blood and platelet donors and holding community donation events around the country. Several communities near the Medicine Bow National Forest in Wyoming have been evacuated ahead of the Keystone Fire. Albany County Sheriff has evacuated Keystone, Ramber, Lake Creek, and Moore's Gulch. The U.S. Forest Service campground Rob Roy has also been evacuated. The Keystone Fire started Monday afternoon west of Albany, Wyoming, and has grown to nearly 3 square miles. It grew quickly in dense, beetle-infested timber, and the cause is unknown. Some 376 fire personnel are fighting the fire and are actively working on protecting and defending structures in the fire area, as well as the Cheyenne water supply. A wildfire burning south of Fort Belknap Indian Reservation in north-central Montana has grown to more than 13 square miles. The July fire is burning in grass and timber near the small towns of Zortman and Landusky. The fire had been mapped at about 2.5 square miles before the wind shifted Wednesday, moving the threat from Zortman to Landusky. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office placed about 40 residents of Landusky under a voluntary evacuation order yesterday morning, but some people stayed. The Bureau of Land Management said one outbuilding in Landusky has burned and more than 100 structures are threatened. The BLM says more personnel and equipment are being brought in today as firefighters work to protect buildings and strengthen fire lines. Hot, dry weather is expected to continue. The fire started Monday afternoon and is about 25% contained. The number of rigs exploring for oil and natural gas in the U.S. increased by 12 this week to 952. A year ago, just 440 rigs were active. Houston Oilfield Services Company Baker Hughes said today that 763 rigs sought oil and 189 explored for natural gas this week. Among major oil and gas-producing states, Oklahoma and Alaska each gained 4 rigs. Louisiana and Texas were up 2 apiece. The U.S. rig count peaked at 4,530 in 1981. It bottomed out in May of 2016 at 404. U.S. officials have released an early plan for what could become one of the biggest natural gas fields in the nation. The normally pressured Lance Field in western Wyoming could eventually cover 220 square miles and have as many as 3,500 wells. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management released a draft environmental impact study for the project today. Jonah Energy LLC seeks to tap 5.25 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, or a year's supply, for 74 million average-sized homes. BLM officials say the project would create 700 full-time jobs and net $2.2 billion in royalties, half of which would go to the state of Wyoming. The nearby Jonah and Pinedale Anticline fields in western Wyoming rank among the 10 most productive onshore U.S. gas fields. In April, a Montana woman sued the publisher of a neo-Nazi website for orchestrating an anti-Semitic online trolling campaign against her family. Nearly 3 months later, her attorneys are still trying to find him. A court filing today by lawyers from the Southern Poverty Law Center claims the Daily Stormer's founder, Andrew Anglin, is, quote, actively concealing his whereabouts, unquote, and hasn't been served with Tanya Gersh's federal lawsuit. Gersh's attorneys are asking for more time to find Anglin so the case won't be temporarily dismissed. The suit claims anonymous internet trolls bombarded Gersh's family with hateful and threatening messages after Anglin published their personal information in a post accusing her and other Jewish residents of Whitefish, Montana, of engaging in a, quote, extortion racket, unquote, against the mother of white nationalist Richard Spencer. A Montana firefighter and triathlete holds the world record for running a mile in firefighting gear, and he plans to attempt the half marathon record this weekend. The Missoulian reports the Guinness Book of World Records certified Andy Drobeck's time of 6 minutes, 8.46 seconds, posted in the Missoula Mile last month as a record, eclipsing the old mark by more than 34 seconds. Drobeck hopes to best the half marathon record of 1 hour, 39 minutes, and 20 seconds in the Missoula Half Marathon on Sunday. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the low 50s to mid 60s. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory through tomorrow night for the Flathead Mission and Missoula Bitterroot Valleys in the lower Clark Fork region. And there is a red flag warning and fire weather watch tomorrow for Phillips, Valley, Hill, and Blaine counties because of hot temperatures, low humidity, and gusty winds, creating the potential for erratic fire behavior. Sunny to partly cloudy skies this weekend, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms both days, and highs in the 80s to just over 100 degrees for both Saturday and Sunday. This has been YPR Evening News for Friday, July 7th. Have a good weekend.